Did it just get hot in here? She's a hot mess. A hot, hot mess podcast.
Hello, degenerates, and welcome back to yet another episode of a hot, hot mess podcast. My name is Haley, and as always, I am a hot fucking mess. Just a quick couple of updates for this week. If you guys follow me on the official A Hot, Hot Mess podcast Instagram, then you already know that I dropped some money on a new microphone. So hopefully you can tell that the quality of sound is better. You're going to be hearing all my bullshit with a better quality microphone. So I'm super fucking stoked about that. I also wanted to say thank you guys so much. I feel like I say this every week, but thank you guys so much for all your love and support. Last week's episode got almost 100 views within the first week, which doesn't sound like a lot, but to a small podcast like myself, it is huge. When I first started, I was just doing it off of my phone and I didn't have any editing software, anything like that. I had to do the whole thing in one fucking take, which took me all goddamn day, and I would get maybe 10 to 15 downloads in 1 week. So now going from that to almost 100, I just want to say thank you guys so fucking much. Also, we have hit a milestone on this podcast. We have officially hit our 1,000 downloads. So you guys have listened to me bitch and rant and tell disgusting horror stories 1,000 times. So thank you guys for that as well. I also wanted to kind of clarify a couple of things from my last episode, because I think I mixed up the word invest when I meant wasting your time. So I'll kind of get into that a little bit in this episode. One more update before we get onto this week's topic. In my last episode, I talked about doing the mini mess. I now have the intro for that, so I am going to be starting to do mini mess episodes here within the next week or so. I've got a lot going on in my personal life. I'm going to be down in Portland for a few weeks because Car Guy has training down there, so it's going to be a little crazy, but I will be getting those mini mess episodes out here pretty soon, and those are just going to kind of be whatever the fuck I want to talk about. So it may be some horror stories or my hot mess moment of the week. They're going to be just short little episodes, because I am making my main episodes a little shorter just because I have a lot of things going on right now. So now that we've gotten all of that out of the way, if you remember in my last episode, I talked to you guys about the person that I'm seeing, and we call him Car Guy. Well, I figured with us having season 2 of this little podcast, why not come out with a bang? I do now officially have my first guest on this wonderful podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Car Guy.
Hi, fellow degenerates. You can call me Will.
We're a little nervous. He's never even listened to a podcast, so this should be very fun, very interesting. We've been talking all week about what the fuck we want to talk about. We've bounced quite a few ideas around. I still don't think that we're 100% sure what this week is going to be about.
We'll see.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a lot of fun. But this is the main reason why I decided to also upgrade my microphone. We tried last week.
That was fun.
We tried last week to get my cheap $40 microphone to work for both of us, so we could both talk, and it just did not fucking work out. I think we sat up there for at least an hour.
Yeah.
Trying to get this stupid thing to work. And I actually have two microphones, but you can't have them both plugged in at the same time. It was a whole fucking thing. I'm not a tech person. I can barely take care of myself, as we know. So yeah, we tried to do a collaboration last week. Did not fucking work out, but we have a new mic. And everything is changing. And so now I have my partner. So like I said in my last episode, Car Guy and I met. Oh, wait, did you say your name? I'm so used to calling you Car Guy. Will and I met on Bumble. And I told you guys that I was done with dating. It was going to be hot girl summer. I was about to be out here. He hates when I say that, but I was going to be out here fucking breaking hearts and bed frames. Like, that was my fucking goal. Clearly, that did not work out.
What happened?
You happened, bitch. I obviously met Will, and things have been really fucking awesome. But I kind of want to talk about my hot mess moment of the week that just happened last night. And as you guys know, I don't hold anything back. I'm a fucking hot mess. I've got trauma. I'm working through shit. And I also don't hold anything back with my partners. So basically, how I have no filter on here and just say whatever the fuck I want, I also have that same approach when dating, which has been really fun. It's also awesome because Will has that same approach. We both have ADHD, and so that already makes us not give a fuck.
Yeah, I kind of beg to differ. Yes and no. I mean, I think we care a lot about the situation, so we know a lot of different approaches because our mind is kind of always running. It's just rare and quirky and unique that we do have a lot of the ADHD styles, because I see it as more of the spectrum. I see that as like on the autism spectrum. Yeah. So like as we kind of connect, I can kind of see where your mind is moving or where you're going. It's a little bit better to relate with somebody who does have ADHD. I think that's kind of been a deterrent in other relationships just because we couldn't really connect on certain levels just because our minds are all over the place.
Absolutely. Even there's still some things that we have to work out, because if you have ADHD or know someone who has ADHD, you already know where this is going. But if you don't, our minds work very quickly. We get very distracted very easily. I mean, we'll start off on a topic and be talking about something, and your partner's mind is going.
To us, you think that that's just a normal way of conversing with somebody else, whereas somebody else, they're like in depth into the conversation. And I can't really say, you know, going back to the spectrum analogy, is that we don't really have ADHD super bad. We do have a lot of coping mechanisms to where it doesn't be so upfront. Yeah. But I believe in being so upfront and understanding about our quote unquote quirks makes it a lot easier.
This ties into my hot mess moment of the week. So yesterday I wanted to record my podcast, and we had some other things that we had to get done. Obviously we don't live together, so he had to check on his dog over at his house. There were just, you know, adult fucking things that no one wants to do, but we have to. I'll spare you all the little details, but basically it went from a miscommunication to a miscommunication to no communication whatsoever. And I chose, because we know, hot mess of the year over here, to instead of sit down and talk and communicate like a healthy fucking adult, my ass chose to drink an entire bottle of vodka to myself. So I was already in a really bad headspace because we had been arguing.
Granted, we did have a really good day.
Yeah.
We did like a lot of amazing things. We went to the lake. We spent some quality time together. But I can see where a sleepy girl.
Yeah, I'm fucking tired all the time.
Wanted to stay home. And that's completely okay. We did something the day before, and we had conversations about, you know, doing things together, even though it's going out and doing things, kind of pacing ourselves and whatnot.
I don't think I've told you guys on this podcast, but I believe, I'm still going to specialists and whatnot, that I have a thyroid issue. So homegirl gets tired all the fucking time. Very quickly. On top of that, I've lived alone for about a year, and that's made me become an extreme introvert. If you're an introvert, props to you if you ever leave your fucking house. I prefer to just stay at home. All of my hobbies, well, most of my hobbies are indoor hobbies. I crochet, I have my podcast, I sew, shit like that. I get really worn out being around people and being out of the house. Anyway, I won't go into my full fucking medical history, but back on to the hot mess moment where I chose to fuck up was I didn't communicate. I come on here every week and give you guys fucking sound ass advice. Does that mean that my ass is gonna follow or listen to that advice? Hell no. Cause we're all still learning. You know, we're on our own fucking journey. So my journey last night took me to being wasted. I mean, fucking wasty face. And we got into it like hard. And I was being a complete fucking asshole. I had reverted back to this toxic behavior that I had before me and my hot mess ex-husband split. And so waking up this morning, I felt horrible. Not only was I a little hungover with a headache from hell, but I felt awful for the things that I said. And, you know, I wasn't like tearing him down. I wasn't like, you know, you're a sack of shit. He's over here making a face like, bitch, if you don't quit lying.
I'm an emotional person, so my feelers were hurt.
Yeah, valid. Very valid.
She knows how to kind of get to me. I mean, she knows by being mean, it would have just pushed me away, but that's not what she wanted. She just kind of wanted to hurt things last night.
I did. And you know why? It's because every day I'm with Will, and I might still refer to him as car guy sometimes, just out of habit. But every day that I'm with Will, I do fall deeper and deeper and deeper. And, you know, as we've talked about on this podcast before, and you guys have written in your stories about your major breakups and divorces. And so I know a lot of you feel where I'm coming from. I just went through a major big breakup, and I did. I spent a year alone licking my wounds and being a better person. But that doesn't mean that fear goes away. And I genuinely didn't think that I was going to find someone like Will that I do see a future with, especially at a point where I was just ready to call it quits. I was ready to throw in the fucking towel and just be toxic as shit. So I know that it was a speed bump in our relationship, and I'm very thankful for the communication that we do have. Does it mean that my actions were okay? No. Because of that, I have made the decision to not drink for a while, which is gonna be really weird because I'm so used to cracking open a couple Trulies. I mean, the slogan of my podcast is solving the world's problems one shot of vodka at a time, and I can't do that no more. I can't.
Alcohol solves a lot, but not everything, and that's coming from somebody with a DUI, mm-hmm. So I can definitely help and shine light in
and
a
you
lot
quit,
of that.
You quit drinking for about a year and a half.
Yeah.
A year, year and a half during your DUI. It's not that I won't ever drink again. I had an issue with alcohol. I definitely used alcohol as a coping mechanism during my divorce, and all, you know, it's always been kind of my go-to. I wouldn't call myself an alcoholic, but I definitely had a binge drinking issue, and I also didn't know my limits. But I thought being alone, I was doing a lot better because there were no triggers. I mean, I did learn my limit and when to stop drinking, but then you get into a relationship and you have conflict and you start getting called out on your bullshit by someone, you get triggered, which is going to happen in a relationship. It made me realize that I had not made as much progress as I thought in certain areas, alcohol being one of them. And that reminds me of this TikTok, because, you know, homegirl is, well, we both are fucking
leave me out of this, but
fucking
yes,
I mean, obsessed with TikTok.
Let's go.
We send each other TikToks all the fucking time. It's like, I swear to God, it's our love language. I saw this TikTok where it was like, stop ending relationships because you feel you need to work on yourself. And that's, I mean, I would do that. Anytime I saw any issues within myself, I wanted to end my relationship. But this dating coach, this like dating guru and love master, whatever the fuck you want to call him, went on there and said, stop ending relationships because you think it's hindering your growth. When you remove yourself from, and of course I'm not going to say it as well as he did, because I am not a love guru. I'm just a fucking hot mess sharing my experiences. But he said, when you're in a relationship, you have someone there to hold you accountable, to trigger you, to have conflict with. They are going to put you in situations that's going to test your growth, which is exactly what happened last night. So when you're stepping away from a relationship, you don't do as much work outside of that relationship on your own as you would within a relationship, because you're on your own. You know, you don't have anyone holding you accountable. And that's exactly what happened before I met Will. I thought I was fucking great. But then if you look back to our first date, I clearly had a consumption issue. I got fucking drunk on our first date, you know, but I just thought like, oh my gosh, I didn't really eat that day. It hit me very hard. No, bitch, I pre-funked. I was drunk by like noon before our date, and I kept blaming, oh, I'm nervous. No, sweetheart, you have a fucking consumption problem. You have an issue with alcohol and you're using it as a coping mechanism. If you're in a relationship now that you are happy in, that you feel like you need to work on yourself, my advice is, unless that relationship is truly holding you back, unless this person is feeding into your issues, like for example, with my drinking issue. When I came to Will and told him that I don't want to drink anymore, I don't think it's the right decision, had he rebutted and been like, well, we drink, that's what we do. Like, if you don't drink, then what are we gonna... If he tried to hinder me from my growth, fuck yeah, I'd leave. I'd be out of there so fast. So if you're in a relationship where this person is not helping you to be a better person, then yes, leave.
Right.
But don't end the relationship just because you think that you can't grow and learn and be better in a relationship.
I was always taught, and what I've known is I've done my best growth alone. And I've kind of heard a lot of different people say that you do a lot of your best work alone. Not only having somebody accountable, but on that counterpart, when you're alone, you don't have, like, you really do find your true self. I think that's what we both did around the same amount of time. I was single for a little while. I kind of dated off and on a little bit, but not much. It just didn't really pique my interest. I'm very monogamous and kind of one-on-one. That's where I kind of found my growth, and that's what I sought in a relationship, is somebody that I can grow with, somebody that's not going to hinder myself, because I know that even though I love being around people and being with somebody, I need my time to grow, to do. That's why I started doing yoga and just a lot of different things that were for me that make me happy. I want to touch base on that because you don't smoke. I smoke pot. I smoked heavily for a long time, like 20 something years. I've cut back a bit.
Which, just a side note, we do live in Washington. It is legal. Before you jump on my dick, it is legal here. Yeah. We're not breaking any fucking laws, okay? Continue.
But I kind of felt in past relationships where I haven't done the work within myself. It's like I wanted somebody so like me. I wanted to connect with them on every level. And I didn't look at that spirituality. I just looked at the physicality. So when I was young and smoked, I wanted somebody that was, I mean, of course, age or anything really didn't matter. I kind of did hyper fixate on people who did smoke, because it's like people who didn't smoke frown upon people who do smoke. Mm. So that was kind of hit and miss. And I know that's going to touch base on a lot of you degenerates as well, because I mean, somebody who doesn't support your choices, because a lot of times a partner may feel like, you know, smoking isn't for me, I'm going to take a break. I've noticed in relationships that women will do that more than men. And so men feel like, oh, well, I can't associate. This is something against me. This is something we can't. So communication is absolutely huge. Wants and needs are going to change.
I want to kind of touch on the smoking thing, because we did have a little speed bump in the very beginning.
Yeah.
When Will and I started dating, he told me, I mean, we're very transparent with each other, and he did tell me that he smoked heavily and chose to take a break.
That's right, when we met.
I mean, this was like, what, week two? This is when you and I got COVID. We did have a little speed bump because I didn't necessarily, when he smoked to the level that he used to smoke at. And so when he started smoking again and his tolerance was low, in my opinion, he would get real fucking high.
Like, not gonna lie, the tolerance break absolutely worked. I would suggest it highly to any heavy smoker. It is absolutely worth it. But at the same time, there was a lot going on. We had COVID. I was taking my Mucinex.
We were super sick. It was just the energy in our relationship was so different. And I definitely attributed that to him smoking, because I personally don't smoke. I've dabbled with some shit. I am that bitch that gets super paranoid when I smoke. I'm not even gonna lie. I'll call my ass out. I'll call my ass out right now. If you've seen that TikTok, I want to try to share it on my Instagram, but this guy is sitting on the bed and his friend, I'm gonna pee myself. His friend, like, moves the camera over to him, and he's like, you good? And the friend is, like, crying.
Tearing up, welling up.
And he's like, I'm so fucking high. That's me. I took an edible a couple of months ago, and it was not a fun ride. I was way too fucking high. So it's not that I look down on smoking. I completely understand. I've been there. I've smoked. I've, you know, done the shit. But when that energy shifted in our relationship, you know, it was just way more mellow. We weren't having the, like, super spiritual conversations anymore. It was just very different. Instead of looking at the bigger picture and saying, you know what, we both have COVID, we're really sick, we're stressed out with our jobs. But I just connected that to, oh, well, he started smoking again. I never asked him to not smoke, but I let him know how I was feeling. So last night we had I would not call this a speed bump. I would, like, this was a straight up slap in the face. I'm going to be so completely honest with you guys. The way I acted last night was, woo, child, it was bad. I was doing everything I could to push this man away because every day that I'm with him, I fall more and more in love, and that terrifies me. And of course, you know, alcohol can make me not the nicest person, but I saw a lot of those traits come back, and that really, really scared me because that's how it was with my ex-husband. Anytime there was alcohol, it was gaslighting and, you know, verbal abuse. So waking up this morning, I was terrified. I was like, oh shit, bitch, like, you wanted him to be pushed away. There he go.
Well, I went through a lot of that myself on the same side of that type of relationship. And I see a lot of things happening. And in that moment, all you can either do is walk away or reassure. There was a couple of moments where both of us could have chose to walk away. And yeah. I don't think that it would have really sat well. And I even verbalized, like, you know, what is this really going to play out tomorrow as if this ends here and now? How is this going to play out for our future? Is this really what we want to project? And we had a little ebb and flows with that, but in the end, all I could literally do was just hold her hand through it because I can literally see what she was going through. Yeah. But that's where I did a lot of my growth, and I did that alone. I do relate. I understand. I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, yeah, it was kind of slapped in the face. It was really harsh. But coming from the relationships that we had and going through what we went through last night, it was an experience, and we learned a lot and we grew a lot from last night.
It was definitely an experience.
And it's not necessarily a regression. You know, your feelings are very valid. Insecurities are valid. You don't have to worry about a lot of those aspects because I'm emotionally smart. Like, yeah. I definitely have that intelligence there. It's not that, oh, hey, I retorted back to this person. I have a lot more healing to do because that diminishes how far you've come. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, there's certain things that are going to pop up. Sometimes that does get a little bit scary. And I think I didn't really help with a lot of that. So, I mean, without internalizing a lot, I can see my part and how we both kind of fed our insecurities and how that brings out both of our coping mechanisms, both of our fight or flight responses and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was definitely a fight and flight type of fucking night. And I think what's so important about finding a partner who is emotionally intelligent that you can connect with in regards to communication. Waking up this morning, I obviously had to eat crow. Like, I had to grovel and apologize and really just
reassure.
And I think that my biggest fear was that you were going to internalize and you were going to take what I said last night in a really fucked up mindset and put that on you. And I didn't want that to happen. Right. And you know, this is how amazing Will is. Even though I'm the one who fucked up, he went to the store and bought Snackies and bought a pie.
Cream pie.
Cream pie. Fucking perverts. And he also bought me, I love stuffed animals, absolutely adore them. And he bought me a little unicorn stuffed animal, and it's got a rainbow mane because he knows that I'm bisexual. And it's the first day. Oh, also, happy first day of Pride Month, everyone. Hey, fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, you know, he's like, I wanted to get you this. It's the first day of Pride Month, and I know that you're bisexual, and you know, he supports that and loves that about me. Even though I'm the one who fucked up and I caused a lot of pain and heartache and shit in our relationship from last night that is going to take time to break down, he still saw that that caused me pain and put his pain aside to reassure me. And that spoke volumes. And I know that we've talked about this before, that, you know, I talked about writing a list of the things that you want in a partner and not stopping when you're dating until you find that. That is exactly what I did. I mean, I may not have been perfect in the dating world, but I definitely followed that. And that was on my list. Somebody who is compassionate and caring. And I think it's absolutely wonderful that I found someone like that. If you have a partner who would not do that for you,
know your worth.
Know your fucking worth, dude. Like, you don't...
Going back to, like, when I was on my drive home, I contemplated a lot of the words that were said. Mm-hmm. And, you know, having that time to yourself to just decompress. Just giving yourself that time that you would a friend. Like, listen to yourself sometimes. Sometimes you're not too far off. Like, you know... what's best for you. Sometimes Absolutely. You just need to hear yourself say it. Sometimes you need to talk to a friend to hear it, to actually open up, because you can't open up to yourself. I've been there. Absolutely. But in a relationship, it's not a 50-50, and I hate that reference. It's always 100-100. And last night, I can see, like, you were down in the single digits.
I could not give you were down 100.
There. But right there, that was still your 100%, and I saw that, and yeah. I accepted that. And, you know, I can still only give my all. Like, yeah. I know that it was going to be a speed bump. I know it was a rough time.
Moral of the story, don't treat your partner like fucking shit like I did. If you have trauma and shit you got to work through, of course there are going to be speed bumps. You're going to make mistakes. But I can't have a podcast where I say that you need to have a basic level of respect for your partner and then not hold myself accountable when I don't do that. So I definitely wanted to touch on where I fucked up this week, because, you know, she don't hold nothing back from you bitches. So I also wanted to clarify a couple of things from last week, because I think I got mixed up or I said the wrong words. The point of last week's episode was to tell you when to and when not to invest in someone. And if you're not investing, then you're just wasting your time. I think I got wasting your time and investing kind of mixed up. So, and which is great that I have you here now, because I would also love your opinion on this. If you and your partner don't have good communication, if you don't have mutual respect, if you feel like you're constantly fighting each other, you can't invest in someone like that, and vice versa. At that point, all you're doing is wasting time. You're just with someone to not be alone, and that's not the point of a relationship. I've done this. I mean, I spent 6 years wasting my time with someone, and yes, I learned a lot of things, and, you know, it wasn't a complete waste of time, but I definitely wasn't investing towards a better future. When you're investing in someone, you see that relationship going somewhere. You have goals that match each other or are pretty fucking similar. Whether it's marriage or kids or buying a house, traveling, whatever those goals are, it could be fucking anything. As long as you have goals that match pretty similarly, then you can invest in someone. For example, with me and my hot mess ex-husband, we never wanted to live in the same place. He always wanted to live in Arizona. As a matter of fact, he's there now. He moved back the second he could. And I didn't want to live in Arizona. It wasn't the place for me. I wanted to live in Washington or Alaska or fucking anywhere that you get all four seasons. So knowing this giant hurdle, I mean, there's really not a whole lot of compromising that you can do with that. Sure, you can pick another state, but if he doesn't want to move out of that state, then that's it. And that was a conversation that we had pretty much day one. So that should have told me enough. Learning that information from that moment on, I was just wasting time. Because like I said, you can't invest in someone who doesn't share the same goals in life. Also, if you sit down and you ask yourself, why am I in this relationship? And it's not because you genuinely love this person, they treat you well, you feel loved and supported and secure with that person, you're wasting your fucking time. I think something that flies under the radar a lot and a lot of people put up with, I know you and I both have in relationships is verbal abuse. Just because they're not putting fucking hands on you does not mean that they are not abusing you. Also, mental abuse.
Doesn't have to be harsh words at all. It doesn't have to be it's mental control and manipulation.
Gaslighting. I mean, that is just as, and honestly, in my opinion, coming from someone who has been in relationships that are physically, emotionally, mentally, sexually abusive, it is a lot harder to heal a broken mind because of what someone has done to you than it is to heal a broken bone because of what someone has done to you. Don't allow someone to speak to you in a way that fucks with your head, that fucks with your psyche. If they're calling you stupid, if they're calling you ugly or worthless.
And it doesn't have to be towards your person. It could be about your ambitions or anything else. It's literally that support. If you're building each other up and growing with the person and really giving that 100% in a relationship, you're going to know that. And if you feel that there's certain things that you can do or that you can guide your partner into learning, then it's definitely worthwhile. If not, then you kind of already know what's best. You're literally just giving to your extent. You're just settling. You're being complacent. You're not growing for yourself. You're growing for somebody else. And you really have to start learning about what you're projecting of what you want in your life. And it doesn't have to be super drastic, but, you know, setting small goals, little things throughout the day of what you want it to be. I mean, it doesn't always follow to suit. It doesn't always have to go your way. But when you start seeing those triggers in somebody else and it doesn't go their way and they like turn it and make everything about you, you're really gonna know where their heart's at. You're gonna know that it's not worthwhile and that you're no longer investing into something worthwhile.
Absolutely. And I think that people don't necessarily pick up on emotional abuse right away. It's definitely not as apparent as a physical abuse. So they allow themselves to be talked down to, or Will was saying, your hopes, your dreams, your goals to be diminished because somebody else is straight up a fucking asshole. You will always deserve better than that, even when you can't see that within yourself. You deserve better than to be spoken to like that. And I learned a lot from my listeners last week, because I had several of you message me. Some of you are my fucking family, so I know you on a personal basis, but I had several of you message me and say, was last week about me? How do you know about my relationship and da-da-da-da-da? Because I am the queen of shitty fucking relationships. I am the queen of allowing someone to speak to me with complete disrespect and thinking that I'm helping someone. You can see good in someone and still know that you deserve better. To know that you are worth more than the way they're treating you. Walking away from someone does not mean that you think they're a complete shit person and they'll never change. Like, you don't have to leave things on a bad note. But just because you see good in them does not mean that they deserve your investment. Because I can guarantee you, if you're being really honest with yourself, you are not getting that same investment in return. Sure, they may help you see a few things like, oh, you need to work on this. Awesome. Great. But it still does not match the level of investment that you're giving them. So I did want to just kind of clarify a couple of things from last week, because I think first episode back in a while, I was kind of scatterbrained. You know, I don't really know the topic until I sit down and actually hit the record button. So I think it was just kind of all over the place and I mixed up my words a little bit. I wanted to touch on that. I hope that the audio sounds a hell of a lot better with this microphone. As always, please give this episode a big like, thumbs up, whatever. Make sure you follow me so you get notifications on every single episode. You're gonna start getting notifications on my mini mess episodes. Those are gonna be so much fun. They're gonna be really raw and raunchy. It's not gonna be as advice based, I guess. If you do have suggestions or stories or topics, please message me. You can also email me. Once again, I will leave that in the description box below. Make sure you head on over to the official A Hot Hot Mess Podcast Instagram. I will be uploading content. I think I might actually upload a picture of Will. Some of you guys have been kind of curious as to what he looks like. I don't know. Maybe we'll keep it a secret. You guys can use your imagination. But you guys will have updates on all of the content. You can communicate with me on there. So I will also leave that in the description box below. Just follow the link. Make sure you follow me. That is all for today. I hope you guys have a wonderful fucking day. And as always, I will see you next Tuesday. Happy Pride Month. Bye, bitches. Thank you.